morning. I'm Renee Montagne. The world's priciest ham goes on sale today at a posh food store in London. 100 ham legs in all, each with a price tag of $3,000. The hams are wrapped in special aprons made by a Spanish tailor. They come with DNA certificates proving that the meat comes from pigs fed on wild grasses and acorns who roam freely in the fields of western Spain, each guided by its own private swineherder. It's Morning Edition.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brandt.
And I'm Melissa Block. On Capitol Hill today, not one, not two, but four hearings that focused on the attempted Christmas Day airplane bombing. Administration officials accepted blame for intelligence failures, and they heard sharp criticism from Republicans over why the suspect is being tried in federal rather than military court. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
A who's who of Obama administration national security officials paraded to the Capitol today to answer questions about how Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab was able to board Northwest Flight 253 on Christmas Day. Michael Leiter, the head of the National Counterterrorism Center, the place where the dots should have been connected, set the day's tone, appearing before members of the Senate Homeland Security Committee.
Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab should not have stepped onto a plane on Christmas Day. The counterterrorism system collectively failed, and I, along with Director Blair and Secretary Napolitano and others, want to tell you and the American people the same thing we told the president, that we have to do better.
As for how the system failed, there was much talk about lists and why the bombing suspect Abdulmutallab's name appeared on some but not others. One reason, State Department official Patrick Kennedy told the Senate Judiciary Committee, was because someone had trouble spelling the suspect's name after his father reported his concerns to the U.S. Embassy.
The Department of State misspelled Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab's name in a visa's Viper report. As a result, we did not add the information about his current visa in that report.
Kennedy said the State Department now has a version of spell check software available to check names after visas are granted. Republicans pressed officials as to why Abdulmutallab is being tried and prosecuted by civilians as a criminal rather than by the military as an enemy combatant. Many GOP senators believe Abdulmutallab would have spilled a lot more information about his possible contacts before military interrogators. FBI Director Robert Mueller told the Judiciary Committee that it was a decision made on the fly by FBI agents on the ground in Detroit. That explanation didn't sit well with the senior Republican on the panel, Alabama's Jeff Sessions. First, Mueller.
In this particular case, in fast-moving events, decisions were made appropriately, I believe, very appropriately, given the situation.
I don't think you can say it's appropriately. We don't know what that individual learned while he was working with Al-Qaeda, and we may never know because he now's got a lawyer that's telling him to be quiet.
At the Homeland Security Committee, Director of National Intelligence Dennis Blair seemed to agree with Republicans. Blair testified he was never consulted about how Abdulmutallab should have been interrogated. He said a special interrogation group for high-value suspects, the so-called HIG, formed by the Obama administration, was not convened, in part, he said, because it was designed for suspects arrested overseas.
We did not invoke the HIG in this case. We should have. Frankly, we were thinking more of overseas people, and we didn't put it then. That's what we will do now.
And now the administration has a new problem on its hands, finding a new nominee to head the Transportation Security Administration. Errol Southers withdrew his name today. Southers' nomination had been blocked by Republican Senator Jim DeMint, who argued Southers wanted to allow TSA screeners to collectively bargain for a labor agreement. Southers said he was tired of being in limbo.
My family and I have endured quite a bit of unexpected turbulence here as it relates to what we consider to be non-issues regarding my expertise and experience. And quite frankly, it was just time to move on.
Southers says the TSA needs a leader now. No indication yet of who the administration is looking at to fill that role. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.